saw you there. Hi, this is Dr. Daniels, and welcome back to Healing with Dr. Daniels. And our special guest, Jackie, is telling us about relocation to Panama. Jackie.
So before we went on the break, I was talking about the many, many ways that I save money. Here's just an example. Just a couple of days ago, I went to our little local fruit stands, and I got two large pineapples, a big papaya, and a huge cantaloupe, and it was only $3 for everything. When I was in Texas just a couple of weeks ago, went to the grocery store. I don't know. Oh, my goodness. I was shocked to see the most pitiful looking little pineapple I'd ever seen. It was like $8.
Oh, my God.
And, you know, it's just so expensive for fresh fruit and vegetables that we have right here. You know, when you're thinking about moving to another country, another thing to really consider is the food source. You know, where's your food going to come from? Like I mentioned earlier, Panama has fresh fish from two different oceans.
Yeah.
Every single day. But Panama can be completely self-contained because everything we really need, they grow it right here in the country.
Correct.
We have mangoes, pineapples, papayas, coconut. They grow lots of vegetables here. All the chicken and beef and all those things are readily available here. We get a lot of rain, so we have plenty of water also, which is becoming an issue in some places. So when you're thinking about moving to another country, think about, you know, is it affordable? Are they going to have the kind of weather I like? That's one thing to think about.
Yeah.
An important factor is the stability of the government and the strength of the economy.
Right.
But the other important factor is your food sources. Where am I going to get my food? Think about people that live on the islands, like the Cayman Islands and Bahamas and places like that. Almost everything is imported where they live, so that really drives up the cost. And if there's a hurricane or something coming in, their food supply source could be cut off for quite some time. But
right.
In Panama, we don't have hurricanes. There's no hurricanes in Panama. We don't have tornadoes.
Right.
There's no hail. There's no snow. And we can grow food 365 days a year here in Panama. So we always have fresh food readily available, fresh, healthy food readily available. But you will notice, like if you buy strawberries or something like that here, you better eat them within 24 hours because it's not going to be covered with a lot of preservatives. I know in Texas, if I bought strawberries and if they got hidden at the back of the refrigerator, a month later they would still look perfect, beautiful.
Yeah, not here.
Not here because they don't put all those chemicals on the food that you're eating. So.
Yeah.
When you buy strawberries, you need to eat it within 24 hours, 48 hours at the most, because they're going to start looking bad.
That's pretty much true with all the fruit. I found even with grapefruit, you know, I'm so used to just like in the United States, us throw in the fridge, eat them in the next week or two. Oh, no, after 4 days, they were getting soft.
Right.
Yeah.
And, you know, the like bananas, well, I have so many bananas on my property. I don't even buy bananas. I've got
same here.
120
yeah, so many
banana trees. And orange trees and everything on my property, so I don't have to buy that. But when you buy it, it might not look like that beautiful, perfect banana, that beautiful, perfect orange that you're used to seeing where you are. But the inside is going to be much more healthy than anything that you consume back in North America.
Right.
The bananas you get in North America, they pick them when they're really, really green, and then they gas them to turn them yellow real fast so that they can put them in the market, and they all look perfectly beautiful. But here, they don't do all that chemical stuff. So your body is consuming much better
quality nutrition
and vegetables for you. Even though it might not look as pretty, it's much better quality. So your health is going to get better. I know many people that have come on my tour that before they moved here, they took high blood pressure medicine.
All kinds of drugs.
Cholesterol medicine. They took antidepressant medicine, anxiety medicine, you know, even diabetes.
Yeah.
People that had that. But when they get to Panama and they start eating healthier and they start moving a little bit more because the weather's so beautiful, you want to be outside.
You can be outside. Yeah, you don't have to stay inside.
So within 6 months, a lot of people are off all their medications.
That's right.
they just feel better because they are surrounded by so much beauty and the fresh air and the really healthy food that you can get.
Right.
I think we're lucky here in Boquete because there are no fast food restaurants.
No, there are none.
Down in David, they have McDonald's and they have Kentucky Fried Chicken and
Burger King. Do they?
We don't have that. We don't have that in our little village of Boquete where Jennifer and I live. So you eat more healthy and you get healthy because you're eating healthy with a fresher food and just.
Now, I just want to say about the traditional restaurants. This is the traditional restaurants where the locals eat, and you can buy a complete dinner, salad, rice, your meat entree,
beans,
and a drink, lemonade, for $3.50.
Mm-hmm.
And the way they do it is they cook up a big pot of stew in the morning, a big pot of rice, and they just scoop it out as the day progresses and start a second, pot. And it's all very fresh, very tasty, and it's just amazing.
Right. A lot of the little local restaurants, or the típicos, as they're called, they don't have a menu that's their everyday menu. It's just whatever was fresh in the morning. If they go and, you know, chickens look really good, then you're going to have chicken that day. But if the fish looks really good, it's going to be fish that day.
Right.
So, maybe the cabbage looks much better than the lettuce does, so they're going to make coleslaw instead of lettuce.
Exactly.
So they make whatever's fresh that day, and then you know you're consuming the freshest possible, best looking.
But actually, you can taste it. You can taste it.
And you can taste it. You can taste it. So by cooking in that way, it saves money, but you also know that you're really consuming really good vegetables. So I can't see. I'm on a cell phone right now,
yes.
And I can't see. I cannot see the questions that are coming in. Jennifer,
we're going to start these questions. We have enough questions for the next hour for sure.
Okay, so Jennifer will just have to let me know what the questions are. I did want to mention, I know people are probably getting a little bit curious about this living in Panama, and I do offer an 8-part, it's actually a 12-part free report about living in Panama that answers those questions about, well, why would I want to live in Panama?
Yeah.
And, about getting health care and health insurance here and banking in Panama,
right,
and all those other things. All those questions are answered in that free report. So you can get that at my website, which is www.panamarelocationtours.com.
All right. Okay. You want to do some questions?
I'm ready.
Okay. I'm ready to retire in 2 years. Can I live in Panama as a single woman on $1,200 a month?
So that's a good question. So, yes, you can live in Panama on $1,200 a month. You can't just move to Panama. You have to get a residency visa to live here full-time, or you're supposed to. The most popular visa is called a pensionado visa, and it's for people that are retired. To qualify for that visa, you have to show that you have $1,000 a month in lifetime income, or as a single person or as a couple, only $1,250 a month in lifetime income. And yes, you can live here on $1,200 a month, but you can't live just anywhere. You would not be able to live in Panama City on $1,200 a month. You would not be able to live in the Coronado area on $1,200 a month.
Exactly.
But there's many, many places where you could live on probably $800 a month, and you could save the rest of it for some nice little vacations every year.
Exactly. So when I first came here, I lived on $500 a month. And I lived in the mangrove area where super, super poor Panamanians lived, where it was rumored, the drugs came in through the mangroves. It was a pretty rough neighborhood, but and most self-respecting Panamanians wouldn't live there. And, of course, my gringo friends wouldn't even go visit. They're like, are you kidding? Really? But my rent was $90 a month. And
here's just an example. Yeah. I know a lady that lives in Las Tablas, which is in the Azuero Peninsula. It's a very culturally rich area for Panama. And she has I've been to her place. She has a really nice one-bedroom house with a fenced yard, and it's got granite countertops. It even has a washer and dryer that are outside, but she has one available. Her rent is only $87.50 a month for that.
Exactly.
She has, and she's living here on about $600 a month. Now, that's an extreme case, you know, and she's surrounded by a lot of other Panamanians and expats and involved in a lot of things in the town. So there is this distinction between living in a North American style house and living in a Panamanian style house.
Exactly.
Of course, the Panamanian style homes are going to be much, much more affordable. But you know, there's many places where you can live in what I would consider a North American style home. And your neighbors are going to, some will be Panamanian, some are going to be expats. You'll get to know all your neighbors. And your rent can be, you know, $200 a month in some areas.
Now, I also want to say about that, though, but if you want to live exactly the way you live in the United States, your prices can be pretty close to U.S. prices, or not that much. But if you want running hot water, you want hot water for your laundry, hot water for your sink in the kitchen to wash dishes, hot water for your shower, that's pretty pricey.
No, well, it depends. It depends on where you live. Like the house that I rented was a two-bedroom house. You know, I have hot water at every faucet, even for the laundry, even for my kitchen, and it was $600 a month. And it, you know, included everything, the electricity, the gardener, all furnished, everything was all included for $600 a month. But, you know, there are some gated communities in Panama where you can spend, you know, $1,000, $1,500, $2,000 a month.
Yeah.
For some really high-end properties right on a golf course. So the prices are all over the place. That's one of the things we show people during the tour is we're going to show you that $1,500 a month place, but we're going to show you a really nice two-bedroom house facing the Pacific Ocean that's only $400 a month in a different area.
Yeah.
So you're going to see the variety of different places, a variety of different price points, and then you can pick the area that you like the best.
Right.
One of the things that I really encourage people to do is, let's say, okay, you've worked out your budget. When you retire, you can spend $1,000 a month on rent, and you can spend $1,000 a month on other things. You've got, you know, $2,400 a month in Social Security coming in, and you're thinking all the ways you're going to allocate that. Well, one thing you need to not do when you move to Panama is don't push it to the limit.
Exactly.
Just because you can afford $1,000 a month rent doesn't mean that you need to pay $1,000 a month rent. You might find something you love that's only $500 or $600 a month.
Exactly.
You can save even more money. So don't be so narrow-minded that you have to live in that $1,000 a month, because guess what? In Panama, nobody cares how much money you have. Nobody cares
where you live or what your address is.
They don't care what your address is. They don't care. You know, I've been invited to parties where I bet the rent was $100 a month. And I've been invited to parties where it was a $2 million house in a gated community.
Right.
And there were other people there from all socio and economic backgrounds, and nobody cares anymore. All those things, you leave it at the border. Nobody cares
about
it.
All they care about is, are you the kind of person that they enjoy being around, or do they like your company? It's pretty much it.
Yeah. Are you friendly?
Yeah.
Do you smile? Yeah. That's it. But it's not like all the people in $1 million houses hang out together, and all the people in the $600 rent.
Yeah, I know.
And all the people in the $200 rent places hang out together, and you can't ever cross the line to get in that other economic price point. It doesn't work that way.
And so, there are multimillionaires who live in modest homes,
exactly.
In modest situations. So it's all over the board. It's not like the United States at all.
Yeah, I've been there, done that. I had my $500,000 house with four bedrooms that I never went into.
Right.
I don't want to live like that anymore. I want to get, you know, I want to spend more time outside, and I don't want to have all this upkeep on a house. So It's a different environment that just nobody cares. The other thing that comes up is politics. Ask me, well, you know, is it mostly conservatives or mostly liberals? Then I said, mostly nobody cares.
Exactly.
You're conservative or liberal, and the best thing you can do is just don't. Nobody even discusses it anymore. The best thing you can do when you come here is turn off the TV. Don't watch CNN.
Oh,
don't read the newspapers. Right. There's not a darn thing you can do about
it. Get a life. Get a life. Have fun. Live it. Enjoy it.
Yeah, just enjoy your life here and don't get all stressed out over things that you really have no control over.
And it don't matter.
Yeah, exactly.
Here's another question. Another question. Does Panama provide mailbox delivery to your home?
So Panama does not have any mail delivery to your house. There is none. Nothing will be delivered to your house. That also means you're never going to get junk mail again.
Yes.
And you also don't get those phone calls asking if you need new windows or aluminum siding or if you want a roof on your house. You don't get those spam phone calls either. Instead, for people that want to get things shipped to them from the United States, or like if you want to order from Amazon, there's a variety of companies throughout Panama that are called mail forwarding companies. Places like Uno Express, Mailboxes Express, I use Mailboxes, etc. I use one called Servitex. So there's a lot of different companies. You get an address in Miami that they provide to you. And then if you order something from Amazon, it's shipped to Miami. And then from Miami, it's put on a plane and it's brought to Panama. And you get an email that says, you know, your order's in. So then you have to go pick it up. Now, it's not cheap. It's about $4 a pound for you to order something from Amazon or if your kids want to send you a birthday present. So it's not going to be cheap. So you limit how often you do that. For books, you're probably going to get a Kindle and read a lot of your books on Kindle. Some books, I just want to have it in my hand, like cookbooks and things.
Right.
But you limit how much that you have shipped in here. Now, in country, if I need to send something to my attorney in Panama or she needs to send something to me, there is an in-country courier service. I use Felicia Chevalley, also Uno Express. Once again, I would like take a package to the Uno Express office, say I need for it to go to my attorney in Panama in this section of Panama, and put her cell phone number on there. So the next day it would go to that office, the Uno Express office in Panama City. They would call her or send her an email and say, do you have a package? And she would have to go in and pick it up. So there is a very efficient way to get mail moved in the country.
I just want to point out what you just kind of glossed over. Is this overnight mail? It's overnight mail. For literally $2 to $5, you can send a physical something overnight from, say, Boquete to Panama City.
Yeah, so it's overnight, and it's not very much money. It doesn't go to your house, but you do have to go into the office to pick it up. But that's easy. And one of the reasons that things don't go to your house is a lot of houses here, there's not even an address.
Right.
So there's no address that, you know, I live on Vulcancito Road, but there's no number that's put out there. So you'd have to give directions on how to get your house. A lot of places there's no address. So going to pick it up at the post office or the mail forwarding company is just a much more efficient way to get mail moved around in the country and also things that come internationally.
Now, also, you don't have identity theft like you do in the United States, so they can take the junk mail out of your mailbox because you don't have a mailbox. And you can keep the same address even though you might move 6 or 7 times. You go to the same place to pick up your mail.
Right.
Yes, yeah, so it's very nice. All right, we have another question. Do Americans have gastrointestinal issues when they first move? Is the water safe?
The water is safe on the mainland. The mainland of Panama, the water is safe.
Well, we are going to commercial. We'll be back in a few minutes.
Okay. Back to that later. Okay.
Oh. Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's Angioprim.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
Take away my name. Fever, lay your hands on me. Never be the same.
Hi, this is Dr. Daniels, and welcome back to Healing with Dr. Daniels. We have Jackie today talking about how to relocate to Panama. Okay, Jackie.
Okay, let me pick up where we left off. Someone asked if it was safe to drink the water in Panama. And I would say that the majority of places, it's very safe to drink the water. Usually places are going to have a water tank with a reserve water tank, and then it goes through filters before it gets to your house. About 100 years ago, whenever the United States came to Panama to build the Panama Canal, they also improved a lot of the water filtration systems and just the infrastructure in general in Panama. So we've been able to benefit from all of those things. I can tell you that if I go to any of the islands like Bocas del Toro or other places, I'm a little bit cautious about drinking water there. I'll only drink bottled water. If I go to the islands, even if I drink coffee on the islands, I tend to get an upset stomach. On the islands, I won't drink the water, but on the mainland, I have no problems anywhere at the restaurants, at my home, or anywhere else drinking the water. No problems.
Okay. All right. Can you buy liquor in Panama?
Yes, You can buy liquor in Panama. We have really good Argentine and Chilean wines that are available for about $4 or $5 a bottle if you like wine. But you can also buy the Jack Daniels and the Maker's Mark and I don't buy alcohol that much, but you can buy vodka and bourbon and all the different kind of alcoholic beverages are readily available here. We do have a store called Price Mart, which is like a Costco. It has many of the same brands as Costco. Mm-hmm. They have a huge selection of alcoholic beverages and wines, but also most of the grocery stores have alcoholic beverages and they have wine.
And of course, wine, you can always get it in the grocery stores.
What?
So they have wine and hard liquor in the grocery stores. Like you can buy in a grocery store everything you can buy in a liquor store in the States.
Right. Our current president of Panama, Juan Carlos Varela, actually owns the largest rum distillery in Latin America, and he makes a really smooth wine called Abuela. So that's, of course, readily available here, too.
Okay. And what about herbs and supplements? Is there a wide variety available in Panama?
So, yes, there are herbs and supplements available. We do have a store here, throughout Panama. They have a little store called Organica, which has a lot of the supplements that you would see in other places. But even many of the pharmacies, they're going to have some of the different supplements that you might would want. And so you can get it at the pharmacies or Organica stores. There's also a lot of medicinal herbs that are available here. It's not going to come in a bottle necessarily, like you're used to seeing the whole packaging with FDA approval and things like that on it. But there are many, many medicinal herbs here that people have identified, and they market those products to help with whatever might ail you.
Now, also in David, there are herb shops about every two blocks or so downtown. You walk in, and like, I walked in one time, I said, I want something for parasites. I said, okay. And they literally get a paper bag and get a handful of herbs and put them in the bag and say, here, this is it.
Yeah, they have that in David. Also, I'm only a one-hour drive from my house to the Costa Rica border. And right along the Costa Rica border, there's a lot of stores that they call natural stores. And it's the same thing. They have moringa seeds and all kinds of other natural things, and you can buy one pill if you want to, or you can buy they'll open up a bag and they'll put a handful of herbs in it. So all those things are readily available here. Probably things you cannot get where you live, we can get it here.
Now the next question is, can you have a landline phone?
Yes, you can have a landline phone if you choose to do that. I just recently switched to a different internet service provider because they put fiber optics on my street. So now I have 100 megabits of internet speed. Yeah. And I went ahead and got cable TV also. Not that I hardly ever watch TV, but I like watching movies every once in a while. So it's $60 a month for me to have 100 megabits of internet speed and the cable TV for another $10 a month. I could have had a landline also, but I chose not to because I don't know when in the world I would ever use it. I've been here 9 years and I just use my cell phone for everything and it goes where I go, so I really don't need a landline. I do use Skype quite a bit if I'm going to call the United States or Canada, or somebody there needs to call me, then they call me on Skype. So I use that for communications outside of the country.
Hey, we're going to commercial. We'll be back. Thank you.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Did you know that neither the American Medical Association nor the American Bar Association were established to benefit the American people? Have you recognized that in our country, health care has little to do with health, and that our court system has nothing to do with justice? The priests of both medicine and law have been incentivized to implement a dark agenda on behalf of the Bilderbergers and their ilk. To protect ourselves and our progeny, we need to take a much closer look at how these two giant industries really work. Join me, Al Whitney, on In Defense of Humanity, Saturdays at 7 p.m. Central, as we expose the matrix and learn how not to consent to our own destruction.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2, keep it today.
Give such delight.
We all leave before. Hi, this is Dr. Daniels, and welcome back to Healing with Dr. Daniels. And we have Jackie talking to us about Panama relocation. All right, we have a question from Tim in Oregon. Tim, are you still there?
Yes, I am. Can you hear me, Doc?
Yes, I can. What's your question?
Yes, I hear talk about retirement and, you know, two bedrooms. What about a person with a family who wants to buy property and wants to retire with his family in that area? So you need a little bit more than two bedrooms, maybe. Or
so was the question, what about relocating a family to Panama?
Yes, with needing like four bedrooms, five bedrooms. What does that look like?
So a family with, say, what, four or five children, you're thinking?
Yes.
Okay. Jackie?
Yeah, there's a lot of people with children that move to Panama. One of the big reasons is Panama does not require children to be vaccinated that go to a school here. And if you want to get away from that whole vaccination thing, then Panama would be a good choice. Some people homeschool their children here. There's a lot of people. There's an international school just south of Boquete. Right. When I first moved here in 2010, it only had 150 students in the international school. There's now 750 students enrolled in the international school. It's a bilingual school. But also I had a young couple in their late 30s, early 40s that came on my tour a couple of months ago. And they wanted to move here with their four children. They're all under the age of 10. And I got them a house sitting gig in Puerto Aguas. So they are there with their four children, absolutely loving it, and decided they're going to stay. After the house sitting gig, they're going to go ahead and rent something there and just stay. The kids love it. There's more family time and just more freedom here.
Yeah. Okay, great. The other question is, what about electricity? Do electrical appliances from the U.S. work down here?
Yes, the electrical appliances from the United States work here, but you wouldn't want to bring them. I mean, maybe your hair dryer or something like that, but we use 110 electrical outlets. They do have 220 for dryers and things like that, but for the most part, it's 110, so all those things. Remember, if you rent a property, everything's going to come with it. Your washer, dryer, your coffee pot, all those things will come with the rental property, so you know, do not need to bring a lot of things with you. But if you decide to bring things, then there are, you can ship stuff down in either a whole container or even a crate full of things. And I talk about that in detail during the Panama relocation tour.
Okay, give us that link again.
The link again for information about Panama relocation tours is www.panamarelocationtours.com and then /tours, and that gives you detailed information about it's a 6-day tour. We go all over the country in that 6 days. It includes all your hotels, it includes all your meals, it includes all your ground transportation. Every single day is like a rolling seminar. I own a great big 44 passenger bus, so I'm up at the front of the bus on a microphone teaching you all the things that you need to know to make a smooth transition to living in Panama.
Okay, great. Okay, so people, go check out that site, and there's a lot of, very good information there. More questions. Can you grow your own garden in Panama?
Yes, you can grow your own garden in Panama. I have, when I first moved to Panama, I did start a garden, and I created a raised bed garden, if any of you are familiar with a keyhole garden. I had four keyhole gardens that were connected together, and I grew a lot of vegetables right there, but it was not big enough. So they had a super special building commercial-sized greenhouses, so I built a commercial greenhouse that's about 30 feet by 60 feet. And it's in a greenhouse so I can control the moisture content, because we do get quite a bit of rain in October and in November, so your vegetables will turn mush if they get too much rain. So by having my vegetables in a greenhouse, I can control the moisture. But I grow four different kinds of lettuce. I have zucchini, summer squash, Brussels sprouts, blackberries, raspberries, onions, all kinds of herbs. I grow three different kinds of kale. I have arugula, bok choy. The list goes on and on. So I grow lots of vegetables, all organic, because the soil is so wonderful here. You don't need to add any chemicals to it.
All right, great. And have you given up your U.S. citizenship?
I have not given up my U.S. citizenship. I do have residency in Panama, and I can apply for my Panama citizenship now and get a Panama passport. I haven't done that yet, but I can do that. But I have not given up my U.S. citizenship.
Okay. Can you still collect Social Security and live in Panama?
Yes, you can collect your Social Security if you live in Panama. Many people have it direct deposited into their Panama bank account. So it's just like getting it in the U.S. directly deposited into your account there. You can have it directly deposited into your bank account in Panama. The good thing about the banks in Panama is, first of all, they've never had a bank failure. They've never had a bank bailout like they have in North America. So the banks here are actually much more stable than they are in North America, but they also pay about 2% interest on your savings, just a regular savings account. You get 2%. Try getting that where you are.
Yes. Now, this person wants to know, are there any cultural quirks that are unique to Panama?
So, yes, there's a lot of cultural quirks that are about Panama. One of the things that you'll notice here is Panamanians are so proud of their country. And it was kind of took me back when I first moved here. They're very, very patriotic. We have our Independence Day from Spain is coming up on November 28th. Already people are putting their Panamanian flags out everywhere. They have flags on their cars. They do a lot of parades. Any reason for a party and a parade, they're going to have a parade. Mm-hmm. There was a parade a couple months ago because one of the elementary schools was 18 years old. That 18 years ago, the school was built. Another good reason for a parade. So Panamanians work really hard, but they know how to party really hard too. And I think that's one of the bigger cultural differences is that they are very friendly. They love parades. They love fireworks.
Yes.
So you're going to hear fireworks sometimes depending on where you live. But it's just a way of celebrating. Every single wedding, there's a big fireworks display. So those are the big differences.
Okay. And can foreigners open a business here?
Yes, foreigners can open a business here. I have a couple of businesses in Panama. It cost about $1,000 to set up a corporation in Panama. And then you'll have to pay annual renewal fees of about $300. Now, the interesting thing in Panama, it's a territorial taxing system. So if you have an online business like Jennifer does, Jennifer can sell products in the United States or Canada or Europe. And she won't owe any taxes, income taxes at all in Panama because she didn't sell that product in Panama. Only if you sell a product or service in Panama would you owe any taxes in Panama. So like your Social Security, it's not taxed, it's a pension. But if you have some kind of an online business, you pay no taxes at all in Panama. But it's easy, quick and easy to open up a business here.
Great. Is there any American presence left in the Canal Zone?
There's really no American presence left in the Canal Zone. There's no military base there. You do see military people occasionally in Panama, and the reason for that, in the Torres Treaty that gave the Panama Canal back to Panama, the rightful owner of it, which happened in about 2000, mm-hmm. At that time, all military bases in Panama were shut down and the land and the houses and the buildings on it were given to Panama. But in that treaty, the United States said that they would ever defend and protect the Panama Canal. So off the Atlantic coast and also off the Pacific coast, there's always going to be ships that are there ready to go into action if necessary to defend and protect the Panama Canal. But other than that, there is no military presence here.
Okay.
Let me clarify. I have read that sometimes there's some joint task force with like the DEA and the Panamanian equivalent doing reconnaissance missions or doing training to prevent drugs from coming into Panama.
Okay. And do you see cartel activity or rebel activity in Panama?
No, there's no cartel activity. I'm sure that it probably happens in Panama City, but I don't see it. Once in a while, I'll watch Panamanian news, or I'll pick up a Panamanian newspaper. One of the things they love to do is if they should just happen to get a drug bust of some cocaine or marijuana or something. And by the way, it usually comes in on submarines. It's not across land, but it'll be on submarines. But if they just happen to get that, they post pictures all over the place and show them burning the cocaine. And so they just really put the image out that we are against this stuff and it's not welcome here.
All right. And do Panamanian women make good wives?
I don't know. A lot of Panamanians that I know have been married 20, 30, 40 years. You said wives, right?
Yeah, not husbands. Why? So, I don't know why.
I assume that they're good wives. You know, Panamanian is just like any other society that sometimes the eyes wander and so does the heart. So there's divorces here just like there are in other, even though this is a Catholic country, 85% of Panamanians are Catholic. Even though it's Catholic, there are divorces that happen once in a while. I can tell you that the Panamanians are very, very loyal to their children, even if a child is born out of wedlock or if there is a divorce, the father is going to be much more involved in the child's life here in Panama than what I've experienced in other countries.
Okay. Can foreign residents buy property there?
Yes, foreigners can buy property here, and you don't have to have a residency visa to buy property, but you can buy property here. You have all the same rights as a Panamanian when you buy property. However, you need to know that not all property is created equally here in Panama. There's two different kinds of property. There's title property, which many of you are used to, regular fee simple title, and get a title search done, and it shows, you know, ownership to way back whenever for title property. But some of the property here in Panama, especially on the islands and some of the coastal properties, not all of it, but some of it is what's called ROP, or right of possession property. And with that, you need to be very, very careful. Make sure you're working with your attorney that really knows what they're doing to research that property before you buy it. It's like a leasehold. That's kind of like you're leasing the property for 100 years, but you don't really own it. You just have possession of it. You can build stuff on it. And you can title those properties also. It's a lengthy process, takes 3 to 5 years, and costs money to get it titled. In my opinion, as a real estate investor, I would only buy title property, because then you're less likely to run into any kind of problems.
Okay. Does Panama use the U.S. dollar as its currency?
Panama does use the U.S. dollar as their currency. There is no central bank in Panama, so they don't print money. They do have some Panamanian coins that are all made in Canada, actually. So they have a $1 coin. They have the equivalent of a quarter, 10 cent, nickel, and penny, and they look the same, and they're the same size as the U.S. coins, and they're used interchangeably. But as far as bills, $20 bills, $10 bills, they only use U.S.
Okay. All right, let's take a call from Bob in Colorado. Bob? Are you there, Bob?
Yes, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Can you hear me?
What's your question? Yes. Yes, I can. What's your question?
All right, the only question is, and I'll hang up, wait for the answer, is what is the laws about gun possession?
Okay.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Okay, so Jackie, the question was, what are the rules on gun possessions in Panama?
So the rules on gun possession changes depending on who's in charge of the presidency at different times. Our presidents in Panama, they only get one term for 5 years, and then they're out. There's no re-election. We have a new election coming up in May. Foreigners can bring in up to 3 guns from their other country. However, the guns have to be kept in quarantine until you get a gun permit. And you can't get a gun permit until you have your permanent resident visa, and then you can apply for a gun permit. Now, getting a gun permit is pretty easy here. You have to fill out some paperwork. They want to see that you don't have a criminal record. And then you have to show that you can shoot a gun on a target that's about as big as your house. And then it's pretty easy to get a gun permit.
Okay, so I just want to add to this. So my husband did get a gun permit. The guns were in quarantine for over 18 months.
Yeah.
And now they're quarantining them even longer. So as a practical matter, it takes more than a lifetime to comply with all the requirements for having your guns.
Yeah, it's really better, instead of bringing your guns in, it's better if you buy something here. Now, the guns here cost more money.
Yeah,
and
because of that process, because they know you're buying guns.
Because of that process. So
right.
You know, once you get your residency visa, your permanent resident visa, which will take about 6 months to do that, then you can apply for your gun permit, which will take maybe 3 months to get your gun permit, and then you could buy a gun in Panama with no problems at all. However, there's no hunting, really. Most places in Panama, there's no hunting. There used to be. A long time ago, reports are that John Wayne used to come here and go hunt for cougars and jaguars up in the jungle.
Yeah.
But there's not very much hunting here anymore. As far as personal protection, the chances of you ever needing it would be slim, very, very slim that you would ever need it. So you might even consider like a BB gun or a pellet gun or something like that, where it looks vicious, even though it's not as vicious as a regular gun, but it looks intimidating. You don't even need a gun permit. You can go to the Do It Center, which is kind of like a Home Depot, and you can buy a rifle size or a handgun size of either one of those, and it looks just as intimidating as a regular gun.
Even though it's a pellet gun.
Even though it's a pellet gun, exactly.
Yeah. Now, one loophole for the gun laws is if you own a farm with animals, you're allowed to have shotguns and other guns that are unpermitted.
Right.
All right, we are going to commercial.
Can't you see I'm burning?
Attention RBN listeners, Dr. Ignatius Piazza, founder of Frontsight Firearms Training, and Fate have come together to allow RBN to run another fundraiser till the end of the year. We didn't really expect this opportunity, but thankfully, it's here and running as you hear this. We've set a goal of 500 donations by the end of the year, which averages around 6 per day, 7 days a week. When you realize all the folks listening to RBN all hours of the day and night, we think our goal is realistic and extremely critical to keep RBN on the air. If everybody listening will seriously assess their ability with firearms and then take advantage of this opportunity, we feel our goal is very conservative. Please take the time to look over FrontSight's website to get an idea of an amazing facility and the world-class training that's going on there. If this interests you, you likely will have like-minded friends that would like to know. Tell them. If for some reason some listeners are not personally interested, consider sons and daughters, close friends, nieces or nephews, top valued employees, inform club members, share the opportunity with police and fire departments. It's not too early to plan Christmas presents for special people. This fundraiser has come at an extremely critical time for RBN because the dire need for equipment upgrades. We're running on the spare tire currently with no money to fix a flat, and the fuel gauge is bouncing on E. This is one of the most valuable ways you can help RBN financially because you get Commander lifetime membership value that is 50 times your donation and can be passed on forever. How many times during life do you get to leave a legacy? See more details and contact info on our webpage, republicbroadcasting.org, and thank you.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Hi, this is Dr. Daniels, and welcome back to Healing with Dr. Daniels. And we have Jackie as our guest telling us about Panama relocation. Okay, Jackie. Okay, so we're just about answering questions then, right?
Yes, I'm glad to answer any questions that you have about Panama.
And the listeners want to know, are there any ruins to explore?
There are some ruins to explore closer to Panama City, and also on the Atlantic side, there's some old ruins to explore in that area.
Okay. And are there any bad odors in the beaches like there are in the U.S., or is it pretty much clean, fresh air?
It depends on it depends on which beach that you go to. For the most part, the beaches are going to be clean. There's not going to be any odors. I think there's certain times a year when there could be some fish that have died, and so you're going to have some fishy odors. But for the most part, they're clean.
Okay. Does Panama have any restrictions against certain dog breeds, like in the U.S., like Rottweilers or pit bulls?
Yeah, Panama does not have any restrictions against certain breeds of dogs. And Rottweilers and pit bulls are really popular dogs to have here in Panama. However, to get your dog here, if you're bringing your dog with you, some of the airlines have restrictions, and they'll say that the pet can only go in cargo. So the solution to that is if you can go to your veterinarian and have your dog certified as a service animal, then it could probably be right on the plane with you.
Oh, okay. All right. And another caller wants to know, what percentage of people speak English in Panama?
That's a good question, and it all depends on where you're living. If you go to Boquete, Panama, I would say a very high percentage of the people speak English here. Mm-hmm. I don't know if it's 60% of the people in the Boquete area speak English. However, if you go just 1 hour west of here to Vulcan, the numbers are probably more like 20% of the people will speak English. If you go a little further south, down to Percha and Weas, maybe 10% of the people speak English. In Panama City, in certain areas, English is going to be widely spoken, and other areas is not going to be spoken at all. Right. So it just depends. And in Coronado is another area that is probably 80, 90% of the people in the Coronado area speak English. So it all depends on where you are.
Okay. Okay.
And just speaking of the whole language thing, whenever you first move to Panama, and especially if you've never been an expat before, you've never lived in a foreign country before, I think it's so much easier to make that transition if you move to an area where there's a high concentration of expats, because then there's going to be a lot more English that's spoken.
Yes.
Many of the menus at a restaurant might be in English and Spanish. People at the bank will speak English. Some of the people at the grocery store will even speak English. The doctors will speak English. So if you move to an area with a high concentration of expats that have already moved here, you can take advantage of that. However, if you move to a town where you're the only expat in town, there's probably not going to be very much English spoken anywhere.
Right.
So usually expats like to hang out with other expats too. So that's another
good thing. We have a commercial music coming in. So that is it. We are done with the show. We'll see you all back next week. And as always, think happens. Thank you, Jackie.
Thank you. Bye.
I thought I was only dreaming, yeah. Then once again, you said you would come and dance with me. Dance with me across the sea. We can feel the motion.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. As most of you know, my regular listeners, I offer energy cleaners for sale at my website. If you don't have a clue what I'm talking about, go to my website, thelibertyman.com, educate yourself about these marvelous healing devices. We focus on pain mitigation and getting a great night's sleep. Arthritis pain, joint pain, back pain, doesn't matter. Keep in mind, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. Energy cleaners, $285, shipping included to American zip codes. You can educate yourself all about the energy cleaner right there at my website, the patent application, the wonderful testimonials. Be sure and check out the factory-made fitted mattress pads to go with the energy cleaner. Now, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. I have a toll-free order line, or you can order it right at my website at thelibertyman.com. The toll-free order line is 800 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. Thank you.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.